I'm Trey Coolier. On my right, Kyle Stauffer. We're here to you tonight from this Lowell Main High School gym on the Lowell Boys Varsity Basketball Senior Night. Last home game of the season for the boys. Kyle, I'm excited to be here tonight on this Thursday night. Why don't you get us started with the Allendale Falcons starting lineup?
Yeah, starting off for Allendale, they have four seniors and just one junior. A strong class for Allendale here. First off, number 10, Jacob DeVito. Number 11, Hudson Kropp. And the lone junior here, number 15, Caleb Gould. Number 22, Andrew Ashbay. And to round it out, number 23, Alex Janice. Allendale is coached by David Brown as they come into their final game of the season here at a conference record of 8-3, overall 15-6.
Thank you, Kyle. And now for your Lowell Red Arrows starting lineups. Starting off for the Arrows, number 3, all senior starting lineup tonight. Number 3, Owen Newland. After Owen Newland, another senior, obviously, for Lowell. Number 5, Nico Binns. This is Nico Binns' first varsity start, I believe, since playing basketball. Next up, following Nico Binns, we're going to have number 22, Thomas Hayes. Hayes, a strong player for the Arrows this season, as he can shoot and also be good in the paint, as he does have size. Next up, number 24, Egan Bellinger. He's another big, or can be another big bench player for the Arrows at time. Doesn't get a ton of playing time throughout the season, but getting the start tonight because of the senior night. And finally, for the Arrows, going to be number 34, Ben Bannon. Very tall, down low for the Arrows. And Lowell coming off a 3-game losing streak after beating Cedar Springs 2 weeks ago, I believe. This is their very last game of the season with a record of 4-17. This game tonight's not going to have any effect on the conference standings, but I hope we have a good game tonight, Kyle.
Yeah, and set in the tip circle now, number 34, Ben Bannon, and number 23, Alex Janice for the Falcons of Allendale.
And the ref stalling, both players jumping for it, and the tip is won by Janice. So Allendale basketball here as we're underway in Lowell. It's going to be left side Janice. He's going to give it away. It's going to get to the right wing. That's Hudson Kratt. It's going to get to the corner, pump faking the three. That's Caleb Gold driving in. Going to go all the way across the court to Jacob DeVito. Got a pretty good crowd here to Lowell tonight. Looking for a cutting Andrew Ashbay. That was Hudson Crap, I believe that one goes out of bounds. Arrows basketball as Binns will bring it up the floor for Lowell. Binns double teamed on the left wing. Falcons in a zone. Now it's Owen Newland deep in three-point territory. Gives it back to Nico Binns. Going to sail over his head to the scorer's table. Falcons basketball. It's going to be Hudson Crap of the Falcons. Inbounding it. He's a senior. He'll just get it right back after giving it to Jacob DeVito. Now left side, that's Janice. Janice gives it to DeVito. Now it's going to be underneath to Janice. Gets it to go in for his first two on the night, first two on the game. So Nico Binns has his roll down 2-0. And Nico Binns get it to the corner. Thomas Hayes was open right through the hands. Out of bounds, Falcons basketball. It's going to be Jacob DeVito bringing it up as Lowell starts the D-up chance. DeVito at the top of the key, left side, Hudson Kratt. Now it's going to be left corner pump faking. Caleb Gold. Gold now getting in the corner. That's Janice. Janice puts up a three. That one no good. Rebound by that was Andrew Ashbay. Got the offensive board. But Arrows basketball now is new five going to check in for the Arrows. Owen Newland's going to get it underneath to Egan Bellinger. Driving in, Nico Binns, mid-range floater. That's blocked. Nico Binns gets it back after being tossed around to Egan Bellinger underneath. Now Owen Newland catch and shoot three. No good. Thomas Hayes with the put back. 4-2. Allendale lead here in Lowell. Alex Janice has it driving in. He's going to get it left corner. Bounce pass. Jacob DeVito goes cross court. Tots and Kratt. Kratt gets it now right side. It's going to get almost out of bounds. Andrew Ashby, as he's able to recover and get it to Jacob DeVito. DeVito goes across court to Janice, three-pointer in and out after rolling around. And now Andrew Ashby goes up for it, blocked by Ben Bannon, but they will say foul called. So going to the line for two is going to be the senior Andrew Ashby.
As the normal Lowell starting five gets set to check in, it's Will Mrozinski, Morgan DeCavers, Duran and Baker, Lucas Charbonneau, and Ian Walters will all check in after the minute 58 roll off the clock. A 5-2 lead for Allendale as the seniors check out.
As that first free throw did fall, Ashby, his second shot in and out. Rebound goes to newly checked in Ian Walters there. A little tough to get the board as Charbonneau also went for it. So it'll be to Cavers at the logo for the arrows. He's covered by Ashby, or that's Janice. Left side, Mrozinski back to the Cavers. Right corner, Baker back to the Cavers. Now Will Mrozinski on the left wing. Allendale in a 2-3 zone. Duran and Baker pump fakes three, mid-range. Pump fakes again. He's picked up his dribble. Takes the shot. Getting it to go. Duran and Baker, 5-4. Allendale lead here in Lowell. Janice has it. Left wing. He's going to look like a mid-range floater, but it'll actually pass it away. It's going to be stolen by Duran and Baker. Charbonneau has it up the court. DeCavers, right wing, three. No good. Off the glass. Just oversailing it. Rebound goes to Kratt. Kratt's going to bring it up quickly for Allendale. Allen and Kratt will slow it down now for the Falcons. It's going to be Gold now left corner. DeVito pump faking. Top of the key. Pass it away. Back to Ashby in the corner. Driving in. Ashby off the glass. No foul call as that one just kind of got thrown up. And now stolen. They'll call jump ball. Low basketball. As that was Will Mrozinski. Great defender getting in there for the Arrows to take it away. So Charbonneau will inbound it to Morgan DeCavers. DeCavers, he's going to be covered by Janice. He's on the right wing. DeCavers picks up his dribble. Now Duran and Baker at the top of the key. He's going to do a little hesitation pump fake. Starts dribbling. Picks it up. Left side, Will Mrozinski. Mrozinski's going to scan the floor. Allendale still in that 2-3 zone beyond the arc. Now DeCavers at the logo back to Mrozinski. Mrozinski underneath Charbonneau. He's at the stripe. Now back to Mrozinski. DeCavers, Duran and Baker. He's going to look around. Does a little pull-up three-pointer. Fouled. No shot, no good. But Baker will go to the line. 4-3. That foul was on Alex Janice. His first, team first. Both teams have one foul on each side.
4:27 to play in the first quarter as the first one misses.
Feel like Duran and Baker, not really something. Feel like he can usually get most of his free throws to fall as his second one is also no good. Ian Walters thought it was only getting two shots as he went to go in for the rebound. I mean, definitely would have had it there. As Baker's third shot, he does get that one to go. So tie it up at five. All tied up here in Lowell on this Thursday night. It's going to be Hudson Kratt for the Falcons. Has it up the court. Jacob DeVito right side. Now it's Janice back to Kratt. Kratt's going to go underneath. That gets it at the top of the key. He's going to scan the floor. Doesn't really want to take a shot. Now DeVito, Ashby, right wing, pump faking the three-pointer. That was Gold. Gold's going to get it underneath. Little bit of a wild pass to Hudson Kratt. Kratt passes it to a cutting Janice underneath, getting it to go. 7-5. Falcons lead the Arrows. Here are 3 minutes and 55 to play in the first quarter. 7-5 is your score here in Lowell. It's going to be Mrozinski, now Baker. DeCavers at the top of the key, back to Mrozinski. Corner, that's Duran and Baker trying to get an off ball. Gets open off ball. Now DeCavers has it. Baker can shoot very, very well. As DeCavers pull up jumper mid-range after the screen from Charbonneau, no good. Charbonneau almost getting a steal there after the rebound was to Gold. Now it's going to be right side. That's Janice. Janice to DeVito. DeVito underneath, that one tipped away. DeVito able to recover. He's at the top of the key, gives it the left side to Caleb Gold. Underneath, Ashby, bounce pass to Hudson Kratt, was just standing in the corner. Ashby thought he was going to cut underneath. He does not, so turnover, Arrows basketball.
As Josh Walters checks in for more Mrozinski.
You know, Lowell student section about halfway filled tonight. As It's going to be Charbonneau just does a little underhand inbound to Decavers as Janice is in a full court press. So it's going to be Charbonneau. He picks up his dribble, gets caught. Decavers trapped in the corner, gets it away to Charbonneau, though, to avoid a crisis. He's going to get it underneath Decavers. Now Joshua Walters, mid-range jumper off the glass, gets his rebound. Morgan Decavers, catch and shoot three. That one no good for Decavers. It's going to be bringing up the court. That's Alex Janice. And foul called.
Charbonneau takes the foul. It's his first, team second, with 2:50 to play in the first quarter.
As Jacob DeVito will inbound it to Alex Janice right away. Now left corner, catch and shoot three-pointer. Gould, no good. He gets his own rebound off the side of the rim or the backboard. He'll pass it away. Now underneath, that's Janice. He's trapped. Triple team, puts up a shot. Blocked by Joshua Walters. Out of bounds. So Lowell Allendale basketball still. As the inbound will go into Ash Bay. Now left corner, Janice, three-pointer. In and out, rebound goes to the younger of the two Walters brothers. So Morgan Decaver is going to bring it up. Right corner, Duran Baker pump fakes three. He's going to scan the floor. Right side, does a little hesitation move. He still has his dribble. So pass it away to Decaver. Decaver tries to give it right back to Baker at an open three, but it's stolen by Janice. Janice drives in. Off the glass, no good. Joshua Walters goes up for the board. He is fouled by Janice. Arrows basketball.
As Lucas Charbonneau will be checked out for Thomas Hayes, and Caleb Gould will check out as well for number three, Noah Nienhaus.
So Hayes will inbound it to Morgan Decavers at the logo for the Arrows. He's going to get it right side. Duran and Baker looking around. There's a little spin move. Noah Nienhaus is in the game for the first time. Decavers pump fakes the deep three-pointer, doesn't take it. He's on his stutter foot as he picked up his dribble. Joshua Walters underneath, now to Cavers, right wing. Get it to Thomas Hayes on the left side. Back to Decavers. Decavers, Thomas Hayes cuts across the court. Now Brandon Baker, left side, mid-range jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound, Joshua Walters with the long arms. That shot, no good. Slapped out of bounds. Allendale basketball. It's going to be Hudson Kratt will inbound it, or will get the inbound from DeVito. DeVito got the inbound from Kratt, and now it's left side. Nienhaus has it. It'll be underneath. Ashbay wide open, off the glass, getting it to go for Allendale. Is Ashbay 9-5. Allendale lead by 4 with a minute and 5 to play here in the first. Duran and Baker right side, not really expecting that pass from Decavers. Cavers scanning. It looks like Allendale switched to a 3-2 zone as Duran and Baker, he's in deep three-point territory. He's getting trapped in the corner. Has to try and avoid it. Now it's Morgan Decavers at the logo. 50 seconds is on the clock here in the first quarter. Left side, Thomas Hayes, Duran and Baker, left corner, back to Thomas Hayes. Hayes almost thought about the pull-up jumper, does a little hop step. Decavers will get it now with 35 seconds to play here on the first. Decavers right side underneath. Ian Walters got pushed as he received the pass. Walters underneath, left corner. Thomas Hayes, three-pointer. That one, good. Thomas Hayes, 9-8. Allendale lead. Thomas Hayes, Kyle, we talked about it earlier, was shooting very, very well, warming up earlier. It's Allendale basketball, 15 seconds left. Hudson Kratt looking for a buzzer beater. As there's 10 seconds left, left side, Alex Janice, he's going to give it to DeVito. Back to Kratt. DeVito, three-pointer. That one in and out. Joshua Walters with the rebound. 1 second left as Joshua Walters will just dribble out the clock. Didn't have the clock awareness. So going into the second quarter, we have a tight game so far. Allendale is going to lead Lowell 9-8. Kyle, what are your thoughts so far in the game?
It's been fast-paced. You got to find a way to get your shots to fall quickly, because in that first quarter, a lot of missed shots. They got to find ways to fall, giving fast breaks both ways. So whoever starts getting their shots to fall first and take advantage of those fast breaks off the other team's misses is going to start to grow out to a commanding lead early.
And now this would also be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors, some of our platinum donors. Thank you. to Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW. As going into the second quarter, it's going to be 9-8 Allendale leading over Lowell here on this Thursday night. No Friday game this week, but our next game will be here. The girls varsity basketball will play next Tuesday night to finish off the basketball season for Lowell.
As Kratt inbounds it to DeVito. DeVito at the logo gives it over to Nienhaus. Nienhaus back to DeVito. DeVito gets a screen, tries to dribble through, doesn't find a spot, gets it to Kratt. Kratt underneath into Gavin Talbot. Talbot at the corner now, gets it. DeVito, Kratt for three, drill, nothing but net. First corner three made from that side, as the Lowell student section has been getting in the ears of those Allendale shooters over there, as now Duran and Baker has it at the right wing. Dribbles back to the top of the key, gives it to DeCavers. Over for Thomas Hayes at the corner, and back to Duran and Baker at the near wing. Thomas Hayes has an open look, but instead Josh Walters has an open look from the free throw stripe. Makes it a 2-point game, 12-10, just under a minute into this second quarter, as Kratt, same spot, can't get it to fall on a catch and shoot three, as Duran and Baker got the rebound. He'll give it over to Hayes. Hayes deep three, front iron, and hits off of the connector holding up the backboard.
Now checking in for the Arrows is going to be number 12, fifth quarter sophomore Spencer Spike. Also Lucas Charbonneau going to check into the game. Ian Walters and Duran and Baker out.
As DeVito walks things up after getting the inbound from Talbot. Gets into the paint here as all Arrows collapse on Ashbe. Ashbe gets it once more at the block, puts up a layup. Off the iron, no good. Charbonneau and Kratt for the rebound. Possession arrow Arrows, as checking in is Gould once more. As Charbonneau inbounds it to DeCavers. DeCavers walks up to the logo with 6:30 to play in the first half. A 2-point game, Allendale leads. Charbonneau gives it back to DeCavers, over to Spike. DeCavers once more. Now Charbonneau at the near wing takes one dribble, tries to pass it through the 2-3 zone, but it's tipped away by DeVito. DeVito on the fast break gets into the paint, puts up a layup that goes too hard at the front or at the back right iron, no good, but offensive rebound. Kratt holds on to it, as in the near corner now is Talbot. Works its way into the paint. Easy layup for Gould on the assist from Kratt. As now DeCavers brings it up, gets it in for Thomas Hayes. Kick out Spencer Spike for three, no good. Rebound Talbot, as now DeVito takes it the other way. At the near corner, gets it all the way across to Kratt. Kratt baseline drive, easy floater, and a 30-second timeout will be called by the Arrows, as Duran and Baker and Ian Walters will check back into the game with 5:30 to play. It's a 6-point lead now, 16-10, Allendale leads.
Yeah, well, right now in the second quarter, they're being outscored 7-2 currently. Was a 2-point game there for a minute, two in the second quarter. Lowell's at 10 right now. Only person in the game with points right now for the Arrows is Joshua Walters, the sophomore, with two. So both teams in their timeouts have a pretty good game going so far. Lowell, their defense, or their offense, I'd say more or less, has to pick it up a little bit. They want to stay in their game, in this game. Defense not playing too bad right now, but Allendale almost has as many points already in the second quarter as they did the entire first, as they only had 9 in the first, up to 16 now here in the second.
As DeCavers and Hayes were the two to check out for Spike and Walters, as Duran and Baker holds onto it at the far wing now, works his way around. Charbonneau at the top of the key running the floor currently. Josh Walters has it at the free throw stripe, now works down to the block, and it is tipped out by number 15, Caleb Gould, at the last second. Ian Walters sent it his way as Duran and Baker inbounds. Gets it to Charbonneau. Charbonneau out to Spike at the top of the key. Spencer Spike to Baker. Double team on the 2-3 zone, kind of set up right in the middle as the trap is brought on Ian Walters. Pass to Duran and Baker as was stolen by Nienhaus. Nienhaus gets shoved by Baker. That's his first, team's first, with 4:56 to play in the first half. As the inbound is collected by DeVito, walks over half court and gives it to Talbot. Back to DeVito. DeVito holds onto it, now gives it over to Nienhaus. Nienhaus tries to get it down into the paint, stolen by Josh Walters. Josh Walters to Duran and Baker. Duran and Baker layup is good, and now an official timeout as Caleb Gould got caught up high on the Josh Walters steal. So checking in will be Andrew Ashbay for Gould. As DeVito gets the inbound in a four-point game, 4:33 to play in the first half. Gives it over to Janice before getting it right back and does the same with Nienhaus. This time corner three, Talbot in and out from that near corner, doesn't get it to fall, and Duran and Baker with the rebound. Morgan DeCaver set to check back in along with Owen Newlin as Duran and Baker over to Lucas Charbonneau. Charbonneau gets it inside for Josh Walters, puts up a pop-up jumper after taking a dribble, and it falls. A two-point game with less than half to play in the second quarter as baseline drive, a pass out to Janice. Andrew Ashbay gets the assist, and the 2 points are right back for Allendale as Duran and Baker sets up at the top of the key, drives now to the near wing, and back to the top of the key, just dribbling around, finds an open Walters outside the arc. Walters picks up his dribble and gives it to his brother Ian Walters before a handoff to Duran and Baker. Duran and Baker gives it out to Josh Walters. Josh Walters back out to Duran and Baker. Duran and Baker resets the floor, works back to the top of the key now, gives it over to Charbonneau. Charbonneau, baseline drive attempt is smothered before back to Baker. Baker deep three, drilled after rolling around. A deep three-pointer puts it to a one-point game, 18-17, as Janice has it, and it goes off the foot of Nienhaus, but managing to get it back was Janice. Picked it up, got the floater, didn't get it to fall, but a foul on Ian Walters. His first, team second. 2:51 to play in the first half. To make it a two-point game, Janice's first takes a few bounces off the iron, but falls.
Now,
as Spike and Josh Walters will check out, DeCavers and Newland will check in.
For Allendale, Hudson Kratt, the starter, is going to come back into the game for Gavin Talbot.
The second is short, but rebound Allendale. That was number 10, Jacob DeVito, who resets the floor. A pass to across for Kratt finds its way back to DeVito. Kratt one more time, baseline drive, and a foul on number 21, Lucas Charbonneau. Charbonneau second, team's third.
A block is the call.
Janice to inbound. Gets it to DeVito at the near wing. DeVito pass across for Kratt at the far corner. Tried to get into the paint, but tipped by Charbonneau, up for Baker. And foul called as Duran and Baker wasn't going to take the shot as he saw both Allendale players. He was going to try and pass it back to Charbonneau. Instead, he gets fouled. And with the way he was going up, it looked like he was going to take a shot. And so it'll be a shooting foul as Ben Bannon is set to check in with 2:24 to play. Baker's first is good.
Now checking in for Lowell is going to be Ben Bannon, Joshua Walters for Ian Walters, and Lucas Charbonneau. And for the Allendale side, Caleb Gould is going to check into the game.
Baker set to tie the game if he makes this one, but he doesn't as it goes off the right iron. Rebound, Janice. And now up to Crap. Crap gives it over to Janice. Janice back to Crap at the top of the key. Crap over to DeVito. DeVito drives baseline, blocked by Josh Walters as that one goes to Ben Bannon. Up for Newland. Newland for three off the front iron. Rebound goes to Ashbay. Up to DeVito. DeVito sets up, gives it over to Kratt at the corner. Janice down at the block. Turnaround layup is good. A three-point game once more as Morgan DeCaver brings it up with a minute 40 to play in the first half. And DeCavers works from the near wing to the top of the key. Down low, Bannon in the paint, gets the layup to fall. A minute 30 to play. DeCavers with an assist. Kratt gets it into the paint for Ashbay. Back to Kratt. Kratt drives into the paint after going from the top of the key. Puts up a floater from just inside the free throw stripe and gets it to fall. So it remains a three-point game. 23-20. Allendale leads with a minute and 10 to go as DeCavers gives it out to Newland. Newland gets a screen from Bannon. And Josh Walters has it now at the far corner. Josh Walters looking for a pass and tries to get it to DeCavers, but passes it to DeVito with the steal. Crap, football pass, get on the receiving end, gets the layup to fall. 5-point game now with 45 to play in the first half. DeCavers cross, step back three, drilled. Sat up there for a little longer on the back iron, but it falls. And a two-point game as Kratt holds on to it now with 25 seconds to play in the half. Gives it over to Janice. Janice going to hold on to it over to Kratt now. Nobody taking a dribble as DeVito gets it. Back to Kratt. Kratt now starting to dribble with 14 to play in the half. Janice over inside of the elbow for Ashbay. Kick out to DeVito. DeVito gets it to Gould. Gould has it. Stolen jump ball, but possession arrow in favor of Allendale. So Allendale will remain with possession, but just 3.3 seconds. So it'll have to be a catch and shoot scenario or a catch quick shot as DeVito will do the catch and shoot. DeCavers in his face. Rebound Josh Walters to end the first half. A 5-point game or a 2-point game after the Morgan DeCavers three to end the half. Allendale leads 25-23. We'll be back in 10 minutes for second half action.
I'm Trey Coolier, joined by Kyle Stoffer here tonight. So we're in the Lowell High School main gym. Your score is 25-23 going into the third quarter. Kyle, we've had a pretty close first half. What are your thoughts on how Lowell's been able to stay in this game so far?
They've played really well defensively. They forced bad shots, bad looks, and they've managed to keep their shot selection relatively about what Allendale's have been. Probably the biggest miss was Duran and Baker, 1-for-3 from the free throw line, something you don't expect. Could have kept it a 1-point game, even a tie game if he makes all three of those, as 8 minutes are set back on the clock to start the second half. But Lowell right in this game, possession arrow favoring Lowell, so Lowell will start the ball with the second to start the second half.
As here come the arrows, Will Marzinski looking to inbound it to DeCavers. Ian Bellinger into the game as alongside Thomas Hayes, Duran and Baker, Will Marzinski, and Morgan DeCavers as we're second half underway. As Lowell trapped right away, as it's going to be Guinness, or is going to bring it in right away. Janice will bring it in right away after getting a steal. 27-23 is your score right away. Going 5 seconds, not even into halftime now. Ian Bellinger gets it underneath, fumbles, little fumble there on the pass. Thomas Hayes pump fakes the three after from DeCavers. Now stolen by Janice again. Janice goes up, little finger roll over the rim. 29-23 now. Janice is on a 4-0 run in the first 30 seconds of the second half. DeCavers has it, trying to avoid getting trapped. He gets it. Mrazinski has it. Mrazinski trapped now, and now it's going to be stolen once again. Jacob DeVito, Janice underneath, off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Allendale. That's Kratt. Kratt gets it underneath. That's DeVito. DeVito travels right as he gets the ball. Arrows basketball, 29-23 is your score with 7:07 to play in the third. So Morgan DeCavers will bring it up after getting the inbound. He's just going to give it right back to and it's stolen by Janice again. Janice on a 6-0 run now, and we're in the first minute as DeCavers there simply gave it away, and Janice
was face guarding and still tried to passing it through him. There was DeCavers, and that's what started the run. DeCavers, just a bad pass tipped by Janice, and a give and go play with Kratt, as you said, a 6-0 run here to start the second half, and it's been low turnovers the cause of it, and a full timeout was called because of that 6-0 run.
Yeah, Lowell's offense has to get it together, or it's going to be Alex Janice is just going to take over and steal this game for Allendale himself. We're only in the third quarter right now, 7 minutes to play in the third. Janice on a 6-0 run to start it off.
Lowell's got to slow things down offensively. They were trying to get too fancy, tried to go too fast with things, and it definitely cause their own mistakes. If they slow things down, find the open man rather than trying to pass through guys, they'll find themselves having more success.
So Egan Bellinger is going to look to inbound it. He'll get it to Morgan DeCavers, back to Egan Bellinger to bring it up the court. DeCavers backwards pass as he's got to get it across half court. Now Egan Bellinger is going to get it from DeCavers right wing. Bellinger, right corner, Thomas Hayes pump fakes. Morgan DeCavers also pump fakes. Left side, Durin and Baker for three. No good. Rebound, Will Mrazinski. It's going to be tapped away. Now DeCavers gets it. DeCavers football pass. Thomas Hayes catch and shoot. That one no good, and there's a foul.
That was on the floor.
Yep.
That was on number 22, Andrew Ashbay, trying to rebound. He was forcing out.
The big Ian Walters will check in for Egan Bellinger.
He was forcing out Duran and Baker on the rebound attempt, and that's where the foul is called. His first, team's first.
It's Thomas Hayes trapped in a corner, gets it away to DeCavers. DeCavers pump fakes. He's going to start dribbling. Scans the floor now. Soul's got to get some points on the board here in the second half as DeCavers has it. Left wing. Over to Mrazinski, right back to DeCavers. He's going to look around, trying to get an open man. Mrazinski, Duran and Baker cuts across the floor, open in the left wing. DeCavers can't see him. Now he's going to get it. Real Mrazinski right through his hands, out of bounds. Allendale basketball. They're already on a 6-0 run. Start the second half up by 8 after being only up by 2 going into the third quarter. And we're only 2 minutes into the third. And Lowell's held the ball for probably most of the third quarter. Now three-pointer by Nienhuis. That one no good. Rebound to Mrazinski. It's going to be tapped away, stolen. Nienhuis gets it underneath. Ashbay goes up for a shot. Fouled on the way up. Will Mrazinski gets elbowed. Now going to the line for two is going to be Andrew Ashbay. Ashbay's first shot is good. 32-23 is your score. Now Lucas Charbonneau will check into the game for Will Mrazinski there. Ashbay's second shot, that one barely goes in too. So 10-0 run to start 8-0 run to start off the second half for Allendale's. DeCavers trapped just behind half court. Now it's Ian Walters in the corner. He's got to get it away before he gets trapped. He's going to drive in a little bit. Triple team stripped away as he goes up for a shot. Andrew Ashbay with it for Allendale. Right side, Janice has it. Janice going to drive in. He's going to go cross court. Ashbay, three-pointer. That one good for Andrew Ashbay. 11-0 run to start off the second half for Allendale. DeCavers gets it up, open Ian Walters, pump fakes off the glass, and one for Ian Walters. Looking to bring it back within 10, 36-25 with 5:10 to play in the third. Ian Walters going to the line for one more shot.
After 11 straight by Allendale. A three-point play opportunity for Ian Walters after the foul on Jacob DeVito cut the lead to 10.
As Walters, his shot is good, as it's going to be Janice will inbound it quickly. Jacob DeVito, as Allendale's trying to push the floor, Ashbay gets it away to DeVito. DeVito drives in. Left corner three for Kratt. That one off the mark. And they'll say out of bounds. Thomas Hayes got poked in the eye there a little bit. Slaps it out of bounds. 5:01 to play. 36-26 your score. Allendale up by 10 over Lowell here in Lowell. Now it's going to be catch and shoot by Janice. Off the glass, no good. Thomas Hayes gives it to DeCavers. 2-on-2 for DeCavers and Baker. So DeCavers slows it down to Rin. And Baker, deep three-pointer. That one no good. Looked like a pass almost after the shot. Charbonneau gets it, puts it up. 28-36 now. Lowell trying to bite back. Hudson Kratt has it. Kratt, he's even with the logo. Now left side, it's going to be DeVito. DeVito going to drive in. Stolen, in the or it'll be tapped, but they'll say foul on Duran and Baker, his second, team second, here in the third.
4:31 to play in the third. A 8-point lead for Allendale as Janice inbounds.
As Janice gets the inbound into Ashbay. Ashbay goes up for a shot. No good, but he's fouled on the way up, going to the line for two more. Andrew Ashbay.
The foul on Thomas Hayes, his first, team third, as the first will fall for Ashbay.
Ashbay has 11 points now on the night, but with the most is Alex Janice currently with 15, and they'll call a lane violation on the shooter. He was over the line, so second shot doesn't count as it did fall. Arrows basketball as DeCavers gets the inbound from Lucas Charbonneau. Charbonneau, or DeCavers with it, gets it over to Charbonneau. Charbonneau gets it across half court. Duran and Baker, left corner. He's trapped. Now Morgan DeCavers, pump fakes, three-pointer. Back to Duran and Baker, also pump fakes. And an open Morgan DeCavers. Baker tripped, stolen. Neen Huss gets it up off the glass, in and out. After rolling around, gets his own inbound. And they'll say, stepped out of bounds. Arrows basketball. Janice three-pointer called off, no good. Arrows basketball, 37-28. Charbonneau will get the inbound barely into DeCavers, almost going out of bounds as he'll give it right back to Charbonneau as DeCavers. Back to DeCavers, he'll get it past half court. Left corner, Thomas Hayes, wide open, three-pointer off the mark. Rebound Lucas Charbonneau after being tapped around. And now it's Thomas Hayes, Duran and Baker, open three-pointer. That one good. For Duran and Baker, 37-31 is your score. 3:40 to play in the third. Lowell gets it back within six. DeVito has it. He's going to pass it underneath Nienhaus. Almost stolen. Janice with it. Drives in over Ian Walters. Ashbay off the glass. Two more. 39-31 is your score. 3:28 left to play in the third quarter. Timeout, Allendale.
It'll be a full timeout here as with... In the third quarter here, it started out an 11-0 run for Allendale to bring their lead up to 13, largest they had today, and brought back to within 8 as Duran and Baker hit the three-pointer just before the layup from Ashbay, as it was a 6-point game, as under 30 in the the full timeout here, as coaching up the lineup right now is Ian Walters, Thomas Hayes, Lucas Charbonneau on the bench among Baker and DeCavers as they break their huddle. Allendale follows suit as Charbonneau set to inbound.
As the Arrows and Falcons make their way back on the court, looking at inbound as Janice playing full court press still, as the inbound goes into DeCavers. Wild once again. He'll get it over to Charbonneau. Charbonneau's going to bring it up now. Charbonneau, he's going to get it. Duran and Baker, left side. Thought about the three-pointer. Baker fouled. That was by Hudson Kratt, I believe. His
That'll
first
be.
Team third.
3:19 left in the third.
as Baker will look to inbound it somewhere as he gets it wide open. Lucas Charbonneau at the top of the key, right side, Morgan DeCavers. DeCavers looking for a man underneath Ian Walters, pump fakes the mid-range, does shoot it, fouled by Andrew Ashbay on the way up. Ian Walters goes to the line for two more.
That's on Ashbay, his second, team's fourth, as Tyler Beecham set to check in for Allendale.
As Ian Walters, his first shot is good. 39-32 is your score. A little biting back. 3:11 to play here in the third quarter.
Niehaus, the one to check out for Beecham.
As Ian Walters, his second shot is also good. 39-33. Lowell cuts it back in within six. We have a good game going so far. Alex Janice has it left side. And now taking a shot right away. Beecham, that one no good. Rebound goes to Janice. Puts up a shot. His also no good. Rebound. Thomas Hayes gets it right away to DeCavers. DeCavers in the arrows, pushing the floor quick. DeCavers at the top of the key. He'll slow it down now. He's going to pump fake. Thomas Hayes, left corner, three-pointer. That one no good. Rebound goes to Hudson Kratt. Kratt's going to drive in, and he's going to – Janice, left corner. He's going to drive in now, gets it. Almost stolen now as Ashbay has it. Ashbay, left, right side, Hudson Kratt. Now Janice in the corner, left-handed. That one, after taking a high bounce, getting it to fall. That making it look easy. It's Alex Janice, Arrows basketball, Thomas Hayes, left side. Now it's going to be Lucas Charbonneau, wild pass. Little misread there. Now it's going to be stolen. Jacob DeVito has it. Right side. Kratt now stolen by DeCavers. DeCavers 3-on-1 for the Arrows. DeCavers goes up for it and gets it to go. Morgan DeCavers. 42-35. Low within 7. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Now going up and one on the other end of the court already. Alex Janice getting it to go. Go to the line for one more. Looking to extend the lead to 10.
Ian Walters confused on the foul. The official says it was a block as he slid into it. So an and one and the foul on Ian Walters. His second, team's fourth with a minute 35 to play in the third quarter.
This is going to be one free throw coming up. It's going to be Alex Janice, his and one. Doesn't convert. Rebound goes to Lucas Charbonneau. 9-point lead for Allendale, 44-35. Lowell still in this game. Their offense just has to keep it together as it's been tough struggles. Allendale defense plays very good. Morgan DeCavers pump fakes mid-range from the stripe. DeCavers off the mark. Rebound goes to Janice. He's doing it all tonight. Janice bringing it up, and they'll call a foul on Morgan DeCavers. They'll say a push. That puts Allendale in the bonus here with a minute 22 to play. Here in the third quarter, Janice going to the line for two more.
That was Morgan's first foul.
His first one is good, 45-35. Whenever Lowell seems like they're about to come back, Allendale pulls away, or Lowell just makes some silly mistakes there as his second shot is good. Arrows basketball. Gavin Talbot will check in for Allendale for Jacob DeVito. Allendale leads by 11 with a minute and 20 to play here in the third quarter. Charbonneau and the Arrows got to bring it up the court quickly as Morgan DeCavers has it now. He's got to get it past half court. Joshua Walters left side spin move, drives in mid-range. Joshua Walters fighting for his own rebound, goes out of bounds. Allendale basketball now. That's going to be Talbot. It's going to look to inbound it to Janice. Doesn't get it, and he'll get it to Tyler Beecham. DeCavers playing good full court defense. We're down to a minute to play here in the third. Allendale leads by 11, 46-35. Now tapped away, stolen by DeCavers. DeCavers going to bring it up for Lowell, trying to do it himself. Fouled off the glass, no good. DeCavers going to the line for two. 52 seconds to play here in the third.
The foul on number 23, Alex Janice, his third, team's fifth, so with 52.1 to play.
Janice, arguably one of the best players on the floor tonight, trying not to foul out. So that would be not good at all for Allendale. DeCavers' first free throw is good. He's got five now on the night. Make it six, actually, as it's 46-36. is your score. The Cavers' second shot is no good. Joshua Walters with the rebound. Walters mid-range, sidestep, mid-range, good for Joshua Walters. 38-46, Joshua Walters has six now on the night. It's going to be Beecham with it, right side. Janice thinking about the pull-up three, pump fakes twice, over to Beecham. Left side, it's Talbot now. Beecham again at the top of the key. 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Zlowell is going to look to, as Lowell has it within eight. Beecham with it. He'll give it over to Gavin Talbot. Now it's going to be Tyler Beecham, left side to Talbot. Back to Beecham. Now left corner, three-pointer. That one off the mark, rebound. It goes to Joshua Walters. 5 seconds to play. Lucas Charbonneau from mid-range. He'll drive in, actually. Tries to pass it away at the buzzer. Lucas Charbonneau didn't really have the clock awareness. So going into the fourth quarter, 46-38, your score. Lowell looking to come back as they're down by eight.
As you were saying, down by eight here, just got to find a way to close the gap. They would get within a little bit, but then expanding it right back would be Allendale. They can't complete a run to close the game, tie it up, or take a lead as Allendale just slowly expands it after having Lowell look like they're within striking distance.
Now this would be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Lowell Charter Township, Benton Baker Auto, Green Ridge Realty, and Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW. Now we have a good game going so far. 46-38 your score going into the fourth quarter. Allendale basketball, they have possession arrow.
It'll be Ash Bay set to inbound to Kropp. Instead, it goes to DeVito. DeVito, 2-3 zone from the arrows after DeVito gives it to Kropp. Back to DeVito. DeVito over to Kropp. Passes overthrown. Kropp not able to control it. And it's out of bounds. Arrows ball with Charbonneau set to inbound to DeCavers. DeCavers right back to Charbonneau. Charbonneau over to DeCavers. DeCavers will back to Charbonneau. Yet to get over half court. DeCavers now over half court with it. Guarded by Kropp. Over to Charbonneau goes DeCavers at the right wing. To Baker, right back to Charbonneau. DeCavers gets it once more. Over to Charbonneau. Charbonneau tries to get it to Walters in the paint. Walters not able to control it. Stolen by Nienhaus. Nienhaus over to DeVito. DeVito slows things up. DeVito over to Nienhaus, back to DeVito. DeVito over to the corner for Kropp, the far corner. Guarded by Walters, over to DeVito now. Ash Bay to Kropp, open three, in and out. Tipped out by Baker. Remains with Allendale. Kropp inbounds it to Ash Bay. Ash Bay over to DeVito. DeVito to Kropp for three, front iron. Rebound goes to Redevelt for Allendale. Redevelt holds on to it. Passes, tries to pass baseline, but it hits the baseline and out on Redevelt. Charbonneau to inbound with 6:48 to play, an 8-point game still, as DeCavers gives it over to Charbonneau. Charbonneau tries to pass it up to Baker, but it's tipped away. As Kropp holds onto it now in the offensive side of things for Allendale. As now DeVito drives into the paint, tipped away by DeCavers, stolen by Charbonneau. Charbonneau has it tipped from behind. It'll remain Arrow's possession as Kropp tipped it away.
Now Janice will check back into the game for Allendale for Luke Redeveld.
As Duran and Baker set to inbound. Baker looking, finds Walters. Walters drives to the paint, pump fakes, puts up a shot, front left iron, no good. And it'll be a foul on Josh Walters. A push. As Ashbe inbounds it to Janice. Janice over to Krat. Krat up to DeVito. DeVito gives it to Janice, slowing things down to Krat. Back to Janice. Handoff to DeVito. Krat into the paint for Janice. Janice's layup, front right iron. Rebound is for Josh Walters. Foul on Janice. That's Janice's fourth of the game.
Yeah, Janice in foul trouble. That'd be a big loss for Allendale's here. Score is 46-38 here with 6 minutes to play in the game.
As Duranda Baker holds onto it after inbounding it to DeCavers. Picks up his dribble, gives back to DeCavers. DeCavers gets over half court. Triple team brought over to Duranda Baker. Duranda Baker pump fakes a three, instead puts up a mid-range jumper. Fouled on the shot by number 22, Andrew Ashbe. That's his third. He has 13 in the game, as along with Janice's 22. So they've combined for 35 of the 46 points for Allendale on the game. As the first for Baker falls. 7-point game now with 5:46 to play. The first point in this fourth quarter. As the second one also falls, make it a 6-point game now. As the inbound over to Nienhaus, right back to DeVito. DeVito over half court, sets up at the logo, gives it to Nienhaus. Nienhaus holds onto it, over to DeVito, to Janice at the right wing, back to DeVito. DeVito gets up, set up at the right elbow, now drives baseline, does number 23, Janice. Janice steps out of bounds. It'll be Arrow's possession as Duran and Baker inbounds it to DeCavers. DeCavers will walk things up slowly before giving it to Baker. Baker does the same thing. And now Baker up to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes trap brought over to Baker, however. Baker gets it set up, gets a screen from Walters, and Baker gets it over to Hayes. Thomas Hayes takes a dribble, then right back to Baker. Baker deep three. Front iron, no good. Rebound, Ashbe up to Janice. Janice works his way up into the paint. And foul on number 30, Ian Walters.
Ian Walters looking like a, I don't know, like a football play there almost. Kind of looked like he lowered the shoulder a little bit.
Looked like it was on the floor. Instead, they'll call it on the shot. So Janice will shoot two at the line. The first of two is good. Brings it back to a 7-point game. The second of two, also good. 2 for 2 at the line is Janice that time. 4:50 to play, an 8-point game. DeCavers gets it over half court, up to Hayes. Hayes back to DeCavers. DeCavers pump fakes a three, sets up. Over to Walters, back to Hayes. Hayes to Baker. Baker for three. Front iron. Rebound, Nienhaus. Nienhaus trapped. Gets it back to Ashbe. Up to DeVito. DeVito over to Krat. Krat back to DeVito at the far wing. Krat tries to drive baseline, but Nienhaus throws it behind him through the hands of Krat. Arrow's possession. A 30-second timeout will be called by Allendale with 4:22 to play. An 8-point lead for Allendale.
Now time to thank some more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Sneakers Bar and Grill, Lowell Area Schools, Nouveau Fuels, and Alpha Care Center. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW's this 30-second timeout for the Arrows. It's 48-40 is your score here in the fourth quarter. We have a good game going on so far. As Allendale leads by 8, Lowell trying to bite back.
As set to inbound, number 20, Duran and Baker. And Morgan DeCavers set to get the inbound. He does. as Janice guarding. Up to Hayes. Thomas Hayes gets it. Tries to get it down into the paint for Walters. Stolen by DeVito. Janice up on the layup. Goes up and under for the layup for two. As now DeCavers is fouled by number 11, Krott, Hudson Krott, second foul. As now Spencer Spike checks in along with Charbonneau, checking out Thomas Hayes and Josh Walters as Charbonneau to inbound it to DeCavers. DeCavers gets over half court. Gets it over to Baker. Back to DeCavers. Into the paint for Charbonneau. Out to Baker. Baker open three. Front iron. It is tipped out by Janice. It'll remain Arrow's possession in a 10-point game. Under four to play. 3:51. As Duran and Baker's inbound goes to Spencer Spike. Spencer Spike pull up three. Nothing but net. The fifth quarter sophomore drills it. As it's now a 7-point game, as DeVito gets it to Janice. Janice sets up, gets into the paint, puts up a floater, gets the foul, and one. They'll call a foul on number 12, Spencer Spike, on a grab. And Janice up to 28, as that is Spike's first foul. Team's third with 3:36 to play. The and one, no good. As a foul is called, a push on number 10, Jacob DeVito. DeVito second. As DeCavers gets the inbound. DeCavers tries to cause commotion. Sets up at the free throw stripe. Gives it over to Spike, and an offensive foul on DeCavers.
I think they got him with a moving screen. He kind of poked out there a bit as Janice went to go around him.
As Janice is trying to, they'll call another one on DeCavers here. It's reaching in as DeCavers. Janice will go to the line now as the Arrows put Allendale in the bonus with 3:23 to play, a 9-point game. And this is not the guy you want to send to the free throw line, as Janice's first is made. Puts him up to 29 on the night, as checking out of the game will be Nienhaus. The second one off the front iron, rebound Ashbay. Ashbay nearly has it tipped away. Instead, he holds onto it, dribbles out, and gives it over to Janice. Janice gets it out to Gould. Gould into the paint for DeVito. DeVito gets his shot to fall. It's now a 12-point game. DeCavers sets up. Guarded by DeVito. DeVito tips it to Duran and Baker. Duran and Baker layup, no good. Rebound is Walters. Walters fouled on the putback shot.
Yeah, I'm not saying Lowell's out of it yet. It's definitely still a game, but Lowell's defense got to step up, stop making dumb fouls there. And now offense has to get clicking, make some shots fall.
As Ian Walters' first free throw is good, as the Arrows are in the bonus. That foul goes on number 15, Caleb Gould, his first of the night. The second shot also good. Make it a 10-point game once more, as a timeout will be called by the Arrows with 2:54 to play.
Yeah, so 30-second timeout, 55-45, Allendale on top here on this Thursday night. Possession Arrow currently in favor of Lowell, something you definitely want to have going into the closing minutes of this game. I believe 4.5 minutes to play. Still a 10-point game. It's not that hard to really go on a 10-0 run in basketball. Basketball is known as the game of runs. You get on a little run, and just like that, you got a tie game. So that's what Lowell's going to try and do. As 30-second timeout is up now.
As 2:54 gets put back on the clock after the minute timeout rolls down. Inbounding for Allendale after both free throws made. will be Ash Bay. A full court press applied here by the Arrows. Ash Bay goes to Janice instead. Janice gets up over half court and is fouled by Baker. Janice will shoot at the line.
Yeah, Darren and Baker kind of disagreeing with the ref about it. And DeCaver's also talking to the ref about fouls.
As the first from Janice hits the iron three times and falls. Hit the backboard once as well. 11-point game. Janice up to 30 on the night. His second one also good. Puts him out to 31 as Spike will check in for Charbonneau. As Charbonneau checks out. 2:49 to go. DeCavers sets up at the elbow. Out to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes, one step, step back dribble. Gives it over to DeCavers. DeCavers drives in. Gives it down low for Josh Walters. Josh Walters tries to kick it out. It's tipped out by Gould. Tried to get it over to Thomas Hayes in the corner. As set to inbound, Duran and Baker. Baker will give it to Josh Walters, set up beyond the arc. Back to Baker. Baker gets a screen from DeCavers, puts up a shot from the elbow, doesn't go, rebound Walters. Walters on the putback shot, rolls around and doesn't fall. Janice with the rebound on this one. Nearly tipped away, and now it is a whistle is blown. They got a red ball, they call. Allendale possession. As coach is figuring out, Coach Brian Powell figuring out what the call is.
Yeah, it was a non-purposeful whistle blown there from the ref, I think.
As the inbound to DeVito, over to Janice, to Krott. Krott gets it down for Gould. Gould across to DeVito, slow things down, now drives into the paint. Kick out for Krott. Krott has it stolen by DeCavers. DeCavers up to Baker. Duran and Baker sets up at the corner, pump fakes a three, now puts up the shot, and no good off the iron. Rebound, DeVito holds on to it. Foul called with a minute 43. A 12-point game with a minute 43 to play as the foul goes on Baker, his fourth, as Mrozinski, Newland, and Ben set to check in, along with Bannon, to end their season, their senior season. Egan Bellinger also set to check in, a full new five, as DeVito's first from the line, in and out, front iron, back iron, no good, and set to check in Hunter Nichols for Allendale. He checks in for Gould. Thomas Hayes checks out for what could be his final time on the Lowell floor. It's a minute 43 to play. The second shot also no good. Rebound Janice, however, and Janice goes to the paint. Kick out for Ash Bay. Ash Bay for three. Nothing but net. 15-point lead puts Allendale up to 60. Bends over to Newland. Newland not able to control the pass. And it'll be Allendale possession as...
So a full new group for Allendale. It's going to be number 24, Gavin Talbot. And trying to get
number 33, Austin Crane, one of them as well. Along with 21, Luke Redevelt. And the last one to check in, number 20, Keegan DeHare. As running the floor right now is Nichols. Tipped away by Mrozinski. Jump ball, possession, Arrows. As Mrozinski and DeHare were the ones fighting for it on the ground. Minute 18 to go, 15-point game. Bellinger inbounds it to Benz. Nico Benz works up, gives it over to Newland. Newland gets a screen, deep three for Newland. Front iron, no good, and it'll be a foul on Benz. His first. Already in the bonus is Allendale, so they will shoot two at the line. it'll be Hunter Nichols to shoot two at the line with 1:06 to play. The first of two is good, nothing but net. First point for Nichols in his first minutes. Nichols second, in and out, rebound Bannon. Bannon gives it up to Newland. Newland over to Binns. Binns, pop-up shot from the free throw stripe, no good. Rebound goes to Austin Crane, up to Nichols. Nichols gets it down for DeHare, but DeHare, not knowing where the baseline is, goes out of bounds. Possession Lowell. Bellinger inbounds it to Binns with 45 to play. Binns takes the three-pointer, open look off the right iron, rebound Bannon after being tipped around by Bellinger. Binns this time drives in, kick out for Newland. Newland for three, front iron, rebound Binns. Binns holds on to this one, puts up a fadeaway shot from the baseline, rolls around the iron and then falls out. Rebound Crane slows things down, gives it over to Nichols. Nichols for DeHare. DeHare misses long, misses the back iron. Rebound is tipped out by Hunter Nichols. It'll be Arrow's possession with 11.4 to play as Bellinger gives it to Binns. Binns slowly going to jog this one up to end their senior seasons. It'll be a 16-point game unless Binns hits the buzzer beater. It misses short. And Gavin Talbot grabs the miss to end the game. Allendale wins this one by a final score of 65-41. Your next broadcast will be next Tuesday. It'll be the girls' senior night.